This is Beyond the Headlines on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Scott Braddock here at 220. It's 214-787-1080. If you'd like to participate in the program, 214-787-1080. This does freak me out, and I don't say that a lot about news stories. I don't say, you know, this is scary, or, you know, I think all that sensationalism, it really turns me off. And I know a lot of people that turns them off. It's ridiculous because it gets said too much. But this deal in Oak Cliff, a 12-year-old girl and an older guy in a car having sex, a man walks outside and catches him, and it turns out that she met this guy on her MySpace, which she had accessed in her room. 12-year-old girl, computer in the room. That's just dangerous.
Don't put the computer or something in the room. Put it in the living room.
Now, the police say that they're trying to track the suspect down. They're using his own car. See, he got caught with his pants down, took off, and left the car there. That part. Well, that's good color, right? There's also this study that says more than 6 out of 10 children, that is 62%, say they lie to their parents about what they've been looking at online. New research also found that 1 in 20 kids between 6 and 15 had communicated with a stranger on the internet, not just chatting, you know, not just emails, but with a webcam. This report surveyed 500 kids, found that many children are getting away with behavior online that they would not get away with in the, quote, real world. Now, I wonder what you do about this when it comes to your kids, and it's also our poll question today at KRLD.com. Do you allow that computer to be in the kids' room? I want to bring in Travis Crabtree. He is an internet law expert at Looper, Reed & McGraw. Hi, Travis.
Howdy, Scott.
This really is disturbing, but I know there are ways people can protect their kids, and it doesn't have to be what's the right word? It doesn't have to be intrusive, but and I know a lot of people want to feel like they're their kid's friend, but at the end of the day, you're not their friend, you're their parent.
That's right. Be intrusive. There's no problem being intrusive. When you're a parent, your kids have no constitutionally protected right of privacy. Go ahead and install that software that monitors exactly what websites have been accessed and what's been done. They even make software that will monitor and give you a report about text messages and what text messages have been sent. You know, if you think that's what you want to do, there are ways to do it.
Are there programs that are pretty easy to use? Because, you know, a lot of parents feel like the kid knows a lot more about the computer than they do, and that's a problem right there.
Well, there is, and if any enterprising kid can get around anything eventually. You know, the new program that you buy that will monitor it will probably do you some good for a few months until they figure out how to get away with it. Yeah. And then the other part is there are other ways and other people's computers at other people's houses where they'll be able to do the things that they want to do online no matter what you do at your house.
Yeah, and you mentioned text messages too. I mean, so many – I don't know. Is MySpace – can you get that on your cell phone, Jackson? Can you do that? But I'm wondering because I know I get Facebook on mine, and I don't know. I have the perception that Facebook is a little safer. I think the MySpace is a little more open, isn't it? Is that right, Travis?
Yeah, I'm one of those that got on board after Facebook, after MySpace basically fell down and kind of lost its popularity. So
yeah.
I'm not real sure about that. I do know that, you know, most of my friends that have kids who are old enough to be on Facebook have only let them do it if they become friends with their parents, so they can at least monitor some of the activity that goes on through Facebook.
Yeah, but like I'm saying here, people can the kids can get this on their cell phones. And I know there's also, and you mentioned there's some software, but I know there's also different companies. I think AT&T does this, and maybe some others, where they offer a plan where you can restrict how many text messages people are sending or what kind of things they can access on the phones.
Right. That's the most proactive way, is to put parental controls on the phone itself that will limit the number of text messages. And, you know, if the phone is supposed to be used to for emergency purposes and let mom and dad know when soccer practice is over, then there's no need to be have more than a handful of text messages. One of my friends, for example, just periodically has told his daughter, "You can have the cell phone, but at any time I can tell you I want to look at it. And if I see deleted messages or that there's not many text messages, then the phone is mine. But I've got the right to look at every outgoing message and every message that comes in whenever I want to. And if And it's clear, you know, for somebody, a teenage girl that texts 50 times a day, that if there's nothing in there and he hasn't looked for a couple weeks, he's been deleting her messages and he takes the phone.
Yeah, something is going on. All right, Travis Crabtree is at Looper, Reed, and McGraw. Thank you.
Thank you.